No room at the inn. Souls scorched by the sand we were born on. Hands calloused from toiling to escape. Toes longing to feel the cool, fertile soil that someone else's daughters were born on. Acres of pillowy lawns cushioning their knees as they giggle and crawl into a life of clean water and the freedom to fly. I arrive at a place where the same mind that once created a dissertation is classified illiterate in a Western nation. Where the same body that once nurtured a garden that fed her family and the next has been labeled an invasive species. I try to pass my most precious cargo, the one thing I would die for, the only thing I smile for, to a stranger in a Volvo who pulled up in designer clothes to unload a trunk full of her own child's excess. There's an empty car seat and her eyes are kind. Still, she leaves us behind. I require no interpreter to comprehend the men in uniform. Contempt doesn't get lost in translation. My cracked lips are unworthy of their clean water. My daughter undeserving in their car seats in preschools. Our feet too dirty for their soil. Souls scorched by the grass we weren't born on. Our carcasses are turned away from the vacant beds that my daughter and I both can see through the freshly washed windows of the inn.